Welcome back to another episode of Questionable Behavior. On this episode, our son Jalen will be joining us. What's going on, Jalen?
Hey, how's it going? You know, it's Jalen in the house, aka J Boogie. Woke up feeling great today.
Hey, he's feeling good like he should.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a series of questions that are developed specifically for you. So I can't wait to hear your thoughts. As usual, Shell has not heard these questions. You have not heard these questions. I will be delivering these questions. So let's go ahead and get started.
Sounds good. I'm ready for them.
Question number one. What are some differences you have noticed between your generation and our generation?
Ooh, that's a pretty broad question, but I guess I would have to start with my generation. We're definitely more into, I think we're more sensitive. Our generation is more sensitive. I think we're more into like the new style and like very trendy. Whereas like, as I call them, the old heads and the old folks, they don't really care much about fashion. They're more into just like points of views and like politics and stuff like that. So I think those generations are divided by mainly those things.
Interesting. And there are no wrong answers here, obviously. So what do you think about that, Shel?
I think, get the heck out of there with that old head comment. So silly. Because I've lived just a little longer than him. I can say that most younger generations do feel like they're more in tune with kind of like the trends and the fashion, how he mentioned fashion. But I think that's a young person thing. And also because he's a younger person, he doesn't really have those life experiences to see like, oh, what was the fashion in like the 90s or the 2000s or the 80s or whatever. But I do think that he has a point about technology and all that kind of good stuff. I like it. I like this fresh take he's got. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting that he said they're more sensitive, because I've always been looked at, like other people have told me personally, that I'm sensitive. You know, so for him to say that, I always looked at that more of a individual characteristic or quality, you know, than broad stroking it into an entire generation.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak on that. I think the better word I could have used was subconscious, because I feel like, I don't know if it stemmed from TikTok or Instagram or people just being more judgmental in this generation, but I just feel like people are very, very more, much more subconscious nowadays than they were, than like adults are now or like older generations were.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. You know, and I don't know if it's, well, I'm sure social media plays a huge role in that, because back in the day, I don't think people cared as much, or maybe we just wasn't exposed to as much as you guys are now.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I think that both of you definitely have a point, and Jalen especially, because of social media and the access to technology that this newer generation has. I definitely see his point with that, for sure. And also, when you were talking about you a sensitive man, oh, made me flashback to my childhood with a little Ralph T. For those of you who know that kind of music, he's a man with sensitivity. Hey. Okay, squirrel.
All right, we'll just move on to the second question now. All right. Question number two, what concerns you the most about entering the full-time workforce, Jalen?
What concerns me the most? I would probably have to say, well, really it's just starting out, wanting to do something that I know I would want to do for the rest of my life, because I know I'm going to have to work for a while. So if I'm going to have to work, I want it to be something I enjoy instead of being miserable, because you only live once, so. Other than that, what concerns me is just, I don't know, I just don't want to be the type to have to work long hours and just work forever. I don't know, I just want to enjoy life and be able to travel all types of vacations and just live comfortably and buy things I would want to buy. And I would just want to make enough money as well. So there's just a lot of factors going into a career and the workforce.
Okay. So what are you doing preemptively, you know, to put yourself in that position so you don't have to work the long hours? So you make the money that you want to make so you can take those vacations. Like, what steps are you taking now?
Well, right now I'm in college. I'm a junior. And I'm going into the business industry, going into the marketing degree. So I'm really just looking at managerial positions, because I know obviously managerial positions get paid more, higher salaries, stuff like that. So I'm trying to set myself up right, comfortably, getting good grades now so it'll pay off in the end.
I like that, Jalen. I like that a lot. But you ever heard of that song? It goes a little something like, work hard, play hard, work hard, play. That's what you have to do, especially when you're first entering the workforce, you know, whether it's a person like you that's coming out of college or somebody that jumps right in, you know, right after high school. Sometimes, you know, you got to be in the trenches with it and work for a while so that way you can come up in the ranks to where you can get to a spot like you said you aspire to be, which is, you know, getting that paid vacation time, getting, you know, taking those trips, having those dollars, having the quality of life that you want to. At the same time, socking a little money away for a rainy day, socking a little money away for vacations, for spending. Jalen's got that expensive spending habit, you know, so he's going to have to make those big fat dollars to be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. But I think you can, as long as, you know, your head is right and other people out there are listening too. Like, you got to get your head right. You got to get your head in the game and focus and grind, and it'll come to you. It will. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I'm working on it. I'm working.
And I think you need to be careful with the pressure, because with pressure can come stress, and that could break you down. And especially what you're saying, I know your goals are high. I know there's the things that you want to do and the things you want to accomplish. It's great and it sounds great. But sometimes if you put so much pressure on you to reach that, to attain that, then it breaks you down when you don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't start at that level. You got to work your way up to that level. And I think you understand that,
mm-hmm.
but just don't let it tear you down.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to rush too quick, mm-hmm. but also don't want to take too long.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear mm-hmm. you.
You know what? Also, like anything in life, the only competition you have is yourself. You, whatever time constraints you put out there are only put out there by you. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Or the government.
Well,
yeah, we all got bills.
How quickly,
you know what I'm saying?
How quickly you rise within, right. you know, a workplace or something of that nature.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha.
At the end of the day, I just don't want to settle for less or settle for something that I know I can be better than. Basically, that's really it.
That's a good mindset to have. Never mm-hmm. settle. So the next question we have. What are your thoughts on holiday traditions? For example, the tradition that we have for going to the movies on Christmas. What are your thoughts on holiday traditions?
Well, me personally, I enjoy doing all things like that because I'm usually not around my family to begin with since I'm in college. So I enjoy doing all those little tradition things, and just anything I can do to spend time with my family and enjoy the little things is just... it's nice to just do those, you know, do those things and enjoy those moments, because they don't last forever. You know, my parents aren't going to be around forever. Me personally, I enjoy them.
Aww,
I just want to know.
Jalen's so cute.
We did not tell him to say this. We did not tell him to say this. That was all natural. I just want to let that be known. But while I really love hearing it, don't get me wrong, I really love hearing it, but we did not coach him into saying that.
Of course not.
No, those are his words. on here, we're getting the perspective of a Gen Z person, so a younger generation person. And a lot of times the concept out there, or misconception, if you want to refer to it as, is that, you know, traditions are old school. That's what some people think. And, you know, hanging out with your family, while it be a good time, sometimes traditions over the years, some can get a little tired. But my heart did enjoy hearing Jalen say that he liked our tradition of going to the movies. For those of you that are listening in and have that same tradition as we do of going to the movies on Christmas Day, just know that young person in your family, if they're anything like Jalen, they enjoy it too. They might not tell you, but they do.
That's very true. Next question. Around what age are you looking to start a family?
Oof. I was thinking probably around maybe 27, something around there, 26 to 28, because I want to be young. I don't want to be looking all old and wrinkly while my kids are in high school and stuff like that. So I think that would be a good age to still look pretty young, stuff like that. So yeah, I say around 27. It's probably the best time for me.
So you said, okay, you said 27. So you're basing starting a family strictly on age?
Yeah. I don't want to be, because I definitely don't want to have kids within 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say 26, 27. But I say age because, I don't know, I just think I'll be established, you know. I think I'll be comfortable. I'll have some good life experience by that time. And yeah, I think it'll just be a perfect time to start a family and still look young.
I think it is hysterical that Jalen wants to start a family because he still wants to look young in pictures and right? not all yeah, old exactly. and wrinkly.
Oh, he wants to be in his kid's high school picture, be like, I look better than you, boy.
That's right. I could go to this school with this face, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh my God. You are a whole mess, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Oh,
but
my gosh,
I appreciate
yes.
you clarifying, because initially when you were saying age, I was like, you know, that was a little curious. Now, you're not financial. You're not going to be financially stable. What about, you know, especially having a kid and having a wife? Mm-hmm. You know, but you did clarify, you think by that time you will be good to go in those areas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I'd probably be more comfortable, even more financially stable if I was in my 30s. But that's a little old for me to start having kids.
Well, I mean, this is the reason why this question came up was because we wanted to see your take on whether you wanted to A, be a young parent, or B, maybe you wanted to focus on getting yourself out there in the workforce first before you started a family, when, you know, a lot of times when you're grinding with a new job or a new career that requires you to put a lot of hours in.
Right.
People out there that can make it happen, that can work these hours, and they have wonderful supportive partners and families, extended families, daycare. Their village just makes it happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can do both. Is it easy? No. But it can happen. So that's kind of like, we wanted to see where your thought process was going with it.
Well, yeah, because I think, I know I'm going to graduate. I'll be 21 years old when I graduate. I think I'll be like 21, 22. And then from five years from that, and that's 5 years after college, there's got to be a job out there where that will keep me comfortable. Because that's 5 years of working. I think I should be all right by then. But you never know down the road. There could be anything is possible. So it might take a little longer. But yeah, that's just my ideal age to start a family.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, if there's any Jalen fans out there that are listening, trying to peep his life plans for the next 5 to 10 years, just know, you know his plans. So don't be getting any ideas to switch it up, because he's got goals and he knows what's up. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right. Tell him.
Mm-hmm.
All right now. All right now. Plans can change.
Yes.
I mean, we can make the best plans possible, but I mean, why do you think they have emergency procedures?
Mm-hmm.
Because things happen.
You're right. So that, you're right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, although I hope your plans go as scheduled, as you mm-hmm. state, but if they don't, you know, that's good too. You just got to adjust. And that's, I think that's one of the most underrated parts of life is adapting. You right. have to adapt when things go sour. Or even if things go great, things could go greater than expected. And you still got to adjust because now mm-hmm. your goals change. So it works both ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have a good point. And also, too, just because you want to have children, you know, in the next 5 years doesn't mean your significant other will be ready at that time.
Right.
And also, number two, doesn't mean that nature is going to be working with you. A lot of women out there right now are really having some reproductive issues. For some women, it's easier to get pregnant than others. So you never know. You just never know what your road will be in life. Some people adopt rather than having, you know, their own natural kiddos. So, I mean, everyone's path is different, but a plan is a good start.
Indeed.
As we wrap up this episode, just want to take a minute to say thank you so much for those of you that are out there listening to this and just taking a moment of your time to listen to what's going on in our lives. We greatly appreciate it. And big thank you to our special guest for today. Jalen joined us.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you guys having me on this show and on this podcast. You know, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to speak with my mommy-o and my daddy-o. So thank you for having me.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
On to the next.
There you go.